present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. With that, we have a 9:30 agenda item with multiple action items within it. So meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items. So if it's all right, we'll just start with them in order that they've been presented on the agenda. So consideration and notice of intent to award contract for the fiscal year 2026 Dale Hale Detention Center Boiler Replacement Project.
Chairman, we've got a bit of a weird situation on this one. Reviewing the bids with Rick, we have one that was untimely, one that was provided a product that was not what we asked for, and one that didn't describe the product. So what we're going to do and ask the board to do today is to reject all three bids because all three had a defect of some sort. And we're going to refine the scope of work based on what we've learned from this this exercise and come back in a few weeks with a tighter scope that will hopefully get us where we need to be.
Okay. Do you need a motion on that?
I don't. We can just close it out.
Okay, so for the record, do I have consensus that we're rejecting all three quotes?
Yes.
Okay, so for the record, we are rejecting them and asking staff to and legal to return to us with a redefined scope for a next attempt. That sounds good?
Sounds great.
All right. Very good. All right. I'm going to move on to the next action item then. Consideration addenda number one to the 2030 Comprehensive Plan Implementation Consultant Project. Josh, come on up.
Yes. Chairman, Commissioners, this addendum is attaching to the overall RFP the questions and answers we provided to the consultant community. That was due at 5 p.m. last Friday, and we were able to answer all those questions. I handed Zach. There was a grammatical error in there by me, so we've corrected that in the version that's before you to sign. I know.
So this is the question answer portion of the RFP. This is the addendum to put the answers into the record, and then we'll be before you here shortly to review those proposals.
Okay. Discussion?
Chairman, I'm in favor. I appreciate the clarification. It's always good when we get, means there's interest in the project, number one, and then just go back and make sure. We heard previously that the scope of work wasn't there, so there's clarification and evidently on what needs to be done. I'm in favor.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign addendum number one to the 2030 Comprehensive Plan Implementation Consultant Project as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Next action item is consider fiscal year 26 Office of Highway Safety. And it's the TEGPA agreement. I'm sure there's a wild acronym for that set of letters.
Yeah, good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. This is an annual grant that we do. It allows us funding for the Sheriff's Office to, it's traffic safety targeted, so it allows us more visibility for traffic enforcement, for DUI enforcement around the holidays. Seatbelt tickets, and so the goal is to increase traffic safety in Canyon County, and it just allows us the funding to do that.
Chairman, we've signed this before, and I appreciate him bringing it forward. We want everybody to make it through safely on the holidays, so I appreciate the increased enforcement. It's like the days of summer. We have people on patrol looking for that just to keep families together and safe and alive. I'm in favor.
Anything change?
No, it's substantially similar. There was one provision that makes it clear that the grant funds can't be used for research, but that's not an issue for how we've used the grant funds and plan to use them. So,
I would say that being a mayor of a small city, this grant has been extremely important. I know that our society is morphing a little away from alcohol consumption and unfortunately going to other substances. But the reality of it is that Thanksgiving and Christmas to families that are having trouble and suffering and people that are separated, sometimes substances is their very best friend during the holidays. And unfortunately, they choose to drink and drive, or they choose to take substances and drive. And this has been critical as a safety measure out in my end of the county. And I feel bad for the people who choose to do this and then get caught under the influence of whatever substance they are. But at the same time, I am extremely grateful that they have been removed from the highway and they don't take somebody else's life or impact their holiday season. And I'm super thankful for the officers who can implement this. And I have heard of very few instances where there's been a person pulled over that the officer didn't go the extra mile to try to be gracious, even though the person that is under the influence is not necessarily the nicest person at that point in time. So thank you to the law enforcement, because I recognize that it's a tough job sometimes, but I want to say on the record, I appreciate it very much.
Of course, and yes. Thank you for the kind words.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
All right. Any other discussion?
I don't have any motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the Office of Highway Safety TEGPA agreement as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Chairman, Commissioners.
Thank you. All right. Action item next is to consider agreement with Thompson Reuters, okay, for Westlaw. And I'm sure our French men over here could tell me a different pronunciation, but...
It's French or not, but Reuters is what we've always called it. This is our legal research platform software. They are updating us to a brand new system, which includes an AI program, which we demoed and tested for about 2 months. The reason we're really bringing it to the board, one of the dollar signs for the contract are pretty high. I think it's about $57,000 when you total it all out. Now, it'll obviously be not only prorated, but it won't start till after this contract is signed. So we're about a month and a half into the fiscal year already. This actually was significantly higher, and we've been able to kind of whittle them down into the lowest government rate. It is higher than what the prosecutor's office has previously been paying, but the prosecutor's office, the previous Westlaw agreement was for basically Westlaw Edge, which was kind of a bare bones,
okay.
And they're really not supporting. They're moving everybody to this other Westlaw. The abilities of it for research is gotten better, and the ability to, let's say Greg sends us a 50-page contract, we can actually download it into Westlaw. It has secure environment so that our public information or our private information is not going public. It can compare briefs. It can look up all the sites from opposing counsel in the briefs and tell you if they're properly cited, what those case laws are, and what the summaries are. I think everybody that really demoed it really appreciated and liked it, as far as even Ben, who's kind of our resident expert on these, was able to use it for contract drafting, et cetera. So it is, we have about $48,000 in that line item. So we will be going over, but right now we're still under budget as we're kind of projecting forward. So we wanted to have the board recognize that that's going to go over, but we anticipate, you know, making sure that we've got enough to cover that at the end of the fiscal year. It's really, at this point, legal research online is kind of almost mandatory, so hopefully we can save some other expenses elsewhere, but I think it's certainly very necessary for our office to be able to have it. So we'd ask the board to go ahead and recognize that, go ahead and sign the contract so we can get that updated moving forward.
Chairman?
Yes.
And thank you. We've been using this for a number of years. I appreciate that it's passed the smell test for Ben Kramer. And I also appreciate that our prosecution rates are up. That's important to our local law enforcement and the ability to research, especially a fact check with an AI environment that everybody's trying to figure out how to use. So I'm very in favor of doing this. I appreciate all the work that our attorneys do, both on the civil and the prosecution side. So very in favor of this, Chairman.
Chairman, like I said, one of the things that was really a concern, even through IT, is the amount of private information that may be out. If you go through ChatGPT or Grok or these kind of things, you can actually wind up opening up the county to putting accidentally private information perhaps in a public domain. So this law allows us to not encrypt it, but to keep it within our own processes and databases so that nothing is private that's going out to the public domain.
Yeah, that's a great win.
Nothing I like better is a good tool. So it sounds great. All right, any other comments?
Nope. Chairman, I move that the board signs the agreement with Thomson Reuters for Westlaw as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Spending money left and right. Okay. So we have one item that's canceled. We'll move on to consider historic preservation support award agreement. And so we have several. I guess we can start with the first one, and I'll be willing to do whatever the commission wants to do. Snake River Canyon Scenic Byway. It's a tie-in project. This, for the audio record, was decided long ago this fall during budget hearing portion. And so this is where it gets down to the rubber meets the road, and you actually assign the money to be distributed. So with that, I'll hand it over.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I'm going to let Chelsea talk about these because, you know, she is the Historic Preservation Officer, but she also knows and has them solidified in her brain a little bit more than I do, so.
Okay.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. As you stated, these were something that we talked about earlier during budget season, so we've had all of the nonprofit organizations sign their agreements. So we're just going to go through and execute those so that when the time comes, they'll get their awards and they can start their work. The first one is the Scenic Byway sign project. So this is just installing several new signs along the Scenic Byway, updated information. They've already got the locations secured and the apparatuses to install them. They just need to get the work done.
It's a great project. I find it amazing how many out-of-county people are driving this. So it's known way broader than just Canyon County. And there's quite a few Canyon County people that do this loop also. So I'm very much in favor.
Very much in favor. This is a $3,000 grant from the county. So, yes, I'm in support as well. And I move.
Wait.
Do you want to do these all at once?
Chairman, just one comment from Civil here. The two agreements with the Snake River Byway are slightly different than the others. The others are all our standard form, which requires the nonprofit to gain insurance, both general liability and workers' compensation if it's required. The Snake River Byway ask for a deviation from those clauses because they don't maintain a general liability insurance or have any employees. And so they asked if we could alter the terms to require them to have whatever contractor they hire to perform the work, maintain those insurance requirements and workers' compensation, and we agreed to that. So those two have a special deviation.
Then Let's have a little bit of the background on the audio tour then, and then we'll consider these two as a separate motion.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I just want to add that for anyone that might wonder why these are in a historic preservation category, it is because of the amount of history and archaeology along the Snake River. So both of these will have heavy focus on history.
History, okay.
The audio tour is a component just to complement the, you know, the visual drive of the scenic byway. So this is technology that they figured out it'll be triggered based on the GPS of where the vehicle is moving. So it'll include additional information on the sites that people are seeing. So if they're driving, you know, past the river or past Gibbons Hot Springs, obviously they're going to drive past the river, right? As they pass Gibbons Hot Springs, it'll give them more information, like on the history, and it'll include, as Nikki said, archaeological and historic sites along the byway. And so this money that we're giving to them for this project is not to fund the entire audio tour. It's just to fund the portions of the audio tour that include historic or archaeological points along the tour.
Important note. Well, with that, if there's no other discussion, I would make a motion that we approve the award on both of these for the sign project and for the audio tour.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you. Okay. So the next several, the PEO chapter, this Middleton, Melba Valley, and then Preservation Idaho. Do we want to do those separate? Or do we want to do them all together? They're under the same form contract.
I can do them all together, Chairman.
Let's do them all together. So let's just have some brief narrative then. Just go down the line, starting with the PEO chapter house.
Yeah, so the Idaho PEO, that's the philanthropic educational organization. They primarily serve elderly women. So, but they are housed in the historic Dorman Mansion, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So this money will go to restoring their dining room to match the 1910 original construction of the dining room, which is made available to the public for events and things like that. The Historical Society of Middleton, they're going to get another National Register listed building. They're going to get an interpretive sign for the trolley grounds, which is behind that building, which was originally a power substation. The folks in Melba Valley, that's another National Register listed building. Because of our grant funds, so that's really great. They're going to get three separate interpretive signs installed outside of their building so that people who come by when the museum isn't open can read about the history of the Melba Valley. And then the two that are going through Preservation Idaho, which is a statewide nonprofit, are for the Parma, the Patricia Romanco Public Library in Parma. That's a building that's eligible for the National Register. So one of these grants is to do the nomination to add that building to the National Register. And the other one is to do a due diligence survey or a historic building survey. So basically just to look at the building from top to bottom and see what concerns there are, electrical, HVAC, structural, just to ensure that any future projects done to the building are done in kind of the order of most importance, highest need, so that building can be saved for as long as possible.
And that that work is done in a way that it doesn't affect the National Register listing.
Okay. Very good. All right. What else do we have? Milton. Melba Valley, is that their museum that they have there?
Yeah, and that one will be for three external signs. So if the museum's closed or, you know, anyone just passing through can see the history of the Melba Valley outside of the museum.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Any other notations?
Nope. Chairman, we had a presentation that was actually really interesting. I enjoy it when these come because it's vetted, and our own Deputy PA Wesley has been serving on that commission for a number of years. So we've been hearing a lot about the impact of growth in Idaho, but preserving what makes Idaho unique in our area is really important. And so if people want more information, that presentation with all the pictures and attachments was available, as Chelsea's indicated, during our budget, and they can request that if they want it. But I am in favor. We vetted these, and this is just the sign-off to award the money, and I'm in favor of all of it. And that would be my motion, that we sign the agreements for all of these entities as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. This is a good thing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. And this isn't beneficial only for those organizations and everyone who visits them, but we get to use all this money to match for our own grants that we apply for. So we get to double kind of the use, which is
super.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Great job.
Thanks for being here. All right. Do we have other general items for legal counsel to discuss this morning? Okay. Is there anything left for general discussion for the public?
Nothing from us.
Okay. Okay. BDNF online. Okay.
We enter into that also. There is another executive session topic. Is just request for legal action from the board that I wanted to address regarding fees.
Okay. Okay. So there'll be a second one for advice from. Okay. On legal fees. All right.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, for records exempt and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton? Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.